friends from Moonlight.
That's nice of you. That's
wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. So that's kind of how it went last night. Steve, you know a little bit about this, and which
yeah,
brings
I know
us-
all about this. I know more than anyone else yes. in this world about this. I am the creator of these moments. Mm. The Epicurean of this. Let's go to what the reaction is to this. You okay. ready? Here we go. OMG. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Oh my God. How could he? Mm. This has never happened before. How could this happen? Why is he hosting anyway? This can't ever happen. I heard all this.
These are all the things that were said about.
You talking to Warren?
Uh-huh.
Warren, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Now let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Because Warren Beatty made this mistake.
Yes.
Does he have to die?
No.
Should he lose his life with this?
No, neither should he. You got death threats. Huh?
Y'all want to kill him?
Ooh.
Huh? Well, he needs security.
Wow.
Because of this.
That deep, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of.
Me and Warren handled it great.
Me and Warren.
Me and Warren.
Yeah. It's me and Warren's thing right here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we handled it great.
Mm.
At least the producers of the Oscars on that show mm-hmm. walked out and stood with him. They looked irritated.
Oh, yeah.
They snatched the card. Give me that. Damn. What the hell you get this card from? And they corrected the mistake that night.
Yeah.
Yes. At that moment. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Unlike my situation.
Ooh, really?
Nearly 4 minutes go by. Nearly. The woman standing out there with the crown. Mm-hmm. But they gave speeches, though, didn't they, at the Oscars?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
The same thing as wearing the crown.
Yeah.
Had the Oscar in their hand, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Same thing as wearing the crown.
Yeah.
Unlike the producers on my show.
What?
See, somebody yeah. handed him a card with mm-hmm. wrong information, just like that day. Just like that. I remember it like it happened yesterday. Handed me a card with three names on it. In rehearsal, we've been doing two names all week long.
Oh, God.
I get to the night. They don't put a third name. They won't do first run up all of a sudden. They ain't rehearsed it like that. Put the winner name in the corner under my damn thumb. You know why?
Why?
Because I got big hands. Now, I don't see the damn lady name. And the dude told me in my ear what to say. Mm. Now, the teleprompter don't match your car. I read the wrong name. Warren, I know your pain. I can help Warren Beatty get through this.
How?
I'm going to show him how to handle it.
Talk to me. Let me
with dignity and grace.
Okay.
Thank God for producers who stand strong with their talent.
This is a long speech.
Thank God for men and women willing to go out there and put their job on the line.
Turn it into a sermon.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Unlike waiting the next day and handle it in the press as was suggested in my ear. But I alone walked the walk of shame.
Oh, God.
Down that runway. No flowers in my hand. No crowd on my head.
Mm.
Just a microphone and a look of, oh, hell no. Warren Beatty had the same oh, hell no look on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He looked crazy.
He actually let Faye Dunaway read the winner, the wrong
Warren
winner.
Warren Beatty and me look like, Vicky and them when they got off the bus and found
Gary
out
Gary and Vicky.
The
home from the Vicky. Tour bus.
That's the same look me and Oscar, me and Warren had on that. I can get Warren through this. Call me Warren Beatty. Me and Warren Beatty gonna take photos together.
Yeah. Well, they got some memes of you guys already. Oh, boy.
So, in closing, I'd like to say, in the words of Martin Luther King.
Ooh. Ooh, you're going deep.
Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I'm free at last.
Stupid.
Great outstanding statement, sir.
Yeah. It's been, you know, quite an endeavor getting through this thing. I just want to say to Warren, I'm going to be sending you something soon. Really just a thank you, a gesture of my appreciation for you. Just showing everybody that it can happen. And when it does happen, how to handle it. Coming up tomorrow, I'm going to play back the impromptu Warren Beatty blues song that I wrote.
Which was good.
Thank you so much to the Oscars last night. Y'all got something else to talk about other than me. Now, if I could just get somebody to go visit Donald Trump, that'll straighten it all out.
Contest, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The views expressed on the Steve Harvey Morning Show are those of the host and do not